Everyone. Good morning, everyone. This is Sunny Harris. And today we're going to talk about what's this I hear about futures? Because there are a lot of people who are afraid to trade futures and they hear all kinds of bad things about them. And so this is known as futures trading for the uninitiated. So if you trade stocks or you trade options and you've been afraid to trade futures, we're going to do a little learning today on trading futures. So my passion, besides trading, is in helping beginners learn to trade and intermediate traders. So this talk is for those who have not tried futures, who have not traded much and want to learn, and therefore for beginners of both types. I do like to work with beginners and intermediates. A lot of intermediates I find have traded and are not particularly successful at it. So they like to talk to me, see how we can turn that around, and we use short hands. So I am a trader. That's what I do for a living. And I've been trading for over 40 years, 40 years in January. So I trade futures, stocks, ETFs, and crypto. I don't trade options. I only know how to lose with options. I found a long time ago that they tell you, well, you can only lose $2,000 a time. But yeah, I lost it every time. So I don't trade options. And on my website, I don't list anything about options. And my website, by the way, is moneymentor.com. So I just released a brand new version of that. So I'd like some feedback. So if you want to go to moneymentor.com, and then give me feedback about broken links and things you want to see, that'd be great. So first I'm going to show you how I trade before I tell you what my credentials are. Generally, my trading is the S&P 500 futures contract. I trade on 1 and 5 minute charts. I combine them together. So 1 minute is my entry, but my 5 minute charts are my long term. And I'll show you how I overlay those charts on each other so I can see them both at the same time. I do have long term stock holdings, and long term to me means a week or more. And I do ETFs long term and a little bit of cryptocurrencies here and there. So the main thing that I trade with is my dynamic moving average. And I use _H, which means histogram. And I use Sunny Bands. And I've been using these for 30 years, probably. But the DMAH, I just developed a new way to trade with it that I find is even more accurate and faster. It shows the turns in the markets faster. So here's what that looks like. And in fact, this is on Bitcoin. You can see here that my signal to go short on Bitcoin was on April the 19th. And my signal to go long again on Bitcoin was, what does that say, May 25th. Pretty good turning points. And I'll show you how I do that. ETFs versus the underlying futures. Here's SPLG. Okay, so it's the Spiders, which is the S&P 500 ETF on top. And then next we have the E-mini, which is the continuous contract is called @ES. And the SPY, which is the Spider on a daily basis, is the third chart. And you'll see they pretty much look the same. Oops, let me go back one. Can I go back? There we go. So you can see that they pretty much have the same turning points. So it doesn't much matter whether you're trading the ETF, the futures, or the SPY. They're all pretty much the same, although they're not exact. The difference is the ETF you can buy for $49.69. The E-mini is $4,228, and the SPY is $422. So depending on your account size and your budget, you might want to take advantage of trading those in a different way. So here's the Sunny Bands on the S&P 500 and my DMAH. So we agreed that those three things were pretty much the same except the price of entry. So let's look at the predictions. So I'm going to use the ES, which is the futures contract. And you can see these green lines, light green lines on the outside, are what I call the outer Sunny Bands. The inner Sunny Bands are a little thinner and they're teal, kind of a dark teal on the inside. And then the purple and gold in the middle are my dynamic moving average. Now, I'm a mathematician. So I look at everything as logic and numbers. And I mean everything. I live my life by numbers. And I decided a long time ago when I first started, I was using moving averages. I tried simple, I tried weighted, I tried exponential, tried them all. And every one of them had the same problem. And that is whipsaw. They would cross over and back and over and back. And every time they crossed over, I would lose money. So I spent some time in research. In fact, 18 months of straight research trying to figure out how to get rid of whipsaw so that I could trade just where the trend was. And if it was sideways, I could stay out or stay with the same position and not lose all the money that I was losing to Whipsaw. So I created this dynamic moving average. So if purple is on top, that's telling me I should be short. Then this is my macro view of trading. This is not the be all and end all answer. It's the macro, the overview. So the market is tending up as long as this gold line's on top. And you'll see that for the long term, the gold line stays on top. It just continues to stay on top and show me that this is a trending market going up. So if price, and I use blue and red bars because I use green for other things. I like to use green for buy signals and red for sell signals. And so I keep my bar, my up bars are blue. When they hit this dynamic moving average in the middle and move up to the outer sunny band and then turn around, move down on a red candle, it's time to go short. Comes down here because this the macro view says long. So when it hits the DMA, I know it's time to go long again. So this short trade would be just from the outer sunny band into the DMA and back up again to the outer sunny band and back down this time. And I stay with it as long as it's lower lows, I'm still short. So we're lower lows, lower lows, lower lows. It hits the inner lower sunny band and bounces. So we go long again. This is just really clear. Long and short, back and forth with the bands. I don't think in this talk I have, in the last talk I did, I showed Bollinger Bands and Keltner Bands and how they differ from sunny bands, and they differ greatly. They're similar ideas because they have bands. And, you know, Bollinger Bands are around an exponential moving average, which has lots of whipsaw in it. And they don't show you exactly where these turning points are. Same thing with Keltner channels. They're not quite what I need. So down at the bottom is my dynamic moving average in histogram form. And what I've done here is taken the difference between the two moving averages and plotted that. So when it's gold, that means it's moving up. When it turns red, you can see the market's moving sideways up here. So I can either get out, take profits, or go short, depending on the color of this. The trend of the slope of this is down. So all of this is telling me that there's danger here. But as long as I have higher highs, I'm staying with trend. So this DMAH is an early warning system for me. So if we look closely, you can see where it hits the upper band, comes down, hits the lower inner band, makes lower lows, but turns blue, and we're heading back up again. Right here, the DMA, which is dynamic moving average, is flat. And sure enough, the market's pretty flat. It's not really going anywhere in a trending way yet. Out at the end, I have the values for all of these. So the green lines and the teal lines and the gold and purple, all these things have values to them. And the angle tells me the angle at which the market's moving. So 68 degrees is a good angle for trading. If it's down around 5 degrees or lower, I don't trade it. This is the kind of insights you can actually get for free if you sign up for my free Sunday night Sunny Side of the Street newsletter. So I give the E-mini and gold and the Dow. And I usually pick a stock and bonds that I put in the newsletter. And I'm going to click this and see what happens. These things are all linked. So if you click that, you'll see it goes to my website. And you can see there that you can sign up for Sunny Side of the Street. They're right on the website. So the link is here in the slides. It was in the email I sent out. And if you can't find it, email me or click above on that. So my email is sunny, S-U-N-N-Y, at moneymentor.com. And you can get me anytime you want. You can also, here's my phone number at the bottom of the slides. You can call me anytime you want. As long as you don't wake me up too early, I'm in California. So just quickly, as an overview of my background, I was number one trader twice, way above the other runners up who were down at 50 and 60%. I was using sunny bands and my DMA to do that. In fact, at that time, that's some time ago. And then I quit reporting my results because I was no longer running a hedge fund because I don't like running a hedge fund because I don't like people calling me every single day and saying, how did your trades go today? So I was using the DMA cross overs at that time to make that kind of return. And it was very simple. And Rourke International was my trading company. Rourke named after the Ayn Rand character in The Fountainhead, I think. So that was that. And I have degrees in mathematics and another one in photography. I've been programming for 52 years. I've been trading for over 40. I was a systems programmer for Lockheed. I founded one of the founders of ISCO, which was the world's leader in computer graphics software. We did Harvard graphics, among other things. I retired and sold my share in the company when I was 30. And then I thought I would do the smart thing because I knew nothing about finances. I just knew about software. So I gave my millions to money managers, which was a bad idea because in 3 weeks, they lost $75,000. Now, remember, that's a lot more money. What is this, 50 years ago? No, 40 years ago. I'm not that old. So they lost $75,000 in the first 3 weeks. And then they asked me for more money because they were trading futures. They're trading pork bellies and things like that. And it took them another week to lose another $50,000. And I thought, well, I can do that badly by myself. So I took all my money back and I taught myself to trade. I read 117 books and now I've read over 400. And I did not enter a single trade for the first year of watching the market. I just watched. Trading is like jumping rope when you're a kid. When you first get started, you have to figure out when to jump into that turning rope. And you try and you try and you trip a couple of times and you try to jump back in the rope. And then finally, you figure out how to do it. And I published a monthly magazine for 8 years called Trader's Catalog and Resource Guide, which was half articles and ads and things like that and predictions. And I ran a trading contest for 3 years with called Methodology Showdown. So that was kind of a fun magazine. And the other half of it was Yellow Pages. So it was before the internet, and it was the listing that people went to when they were searching for things, trading-wise. I've written 5 best-selling books, Trading Like Pro, Trading 102, Getting Down to Business, Electronic, Trade Dating, Getting Started in Trading, and Trade Station Made Easy. And then I wrote a book called Going Vegan with my friend, the actress Linda Blair. Right now, I'm working on, or have been working on, Grading the Gurus, but I'm not sure if I'm going to finish reading that or writing that book. And in fact, I'm going to let you vote on which book you want me to finish because I've started 4. I've written numerous articles for Stocks and Commodities, Futures Magazine, Active Trader, Trader's World, just lots of them. I like to write articles. Here are my books, just so you see them real quick. And I also wrote Using Easy Language 9.6 with Murray Ruggiero, edited and formatted, changed a lot of things in it, which is a marvelous book, by the way. And it's also available on my website, cheaper than on Amazon. And there's a copy of cover of one of my magazines when I was doing that. And there's the book with Linda. So here's where I want you to vote. So I've written or started writing 4 more books. So I would like to focus and finish one, Technical Analysis Made Easy. So making this whole mystery of technical analysis really simple. Grading the Gurus, which was, it's testing methodologies and famous people's, the gurus' systems. I wrote the chapter on Larry Williams and Joe Krutzinger so far and tested their strategies. And then I thought I would test some commonly available strategies and reveal the results. Then there's also TradeStation Advanced Topics, which goes further than TradeStation Made Easy and TradeStation 10 Made Easy. So go to the latest version of TradeStation. So those are my ideas. And if you click here, you'll click again, you can see what books should Sunny write next. And you can just vote for me and tell me what to write so I can get focused and get down to it. Oh, I already said that. All right. A little more. I've been named many times, taught in the top 10 consultants by Stocks and Commodities Magazine, also in their top 10 courses and seminars, top trader rated by Stark Research. And of course, I belong to several of the trading groups. I've been consistently rated in the top 10 by Stocks and Commodities. All right, where's my mouse? There we go. So third, my quips and quotes on my website are fun to look at. If you go over to Money Mentor, you see over here on the right, it says quips, and you can read hundreds of comments from other people who have used my products, read my books, things like that. Also, there's a question and answer section that I haven't put back in the website yet, where people ask me questions and I answer, and I'm happy to do that all the time. The second one here is from a student of mine, Don. He started trading 4 years ago now with a $25,000 account using Sunny Bands. And at that quote, he had $1.25 million in his account, but now he has over $2 million. So read some of those quotes. I do have a Facebook page and I post free quotes every time, free predictions every time I see something interesting in the market. So just go to Facebook and look for Sunny Harris. And you can also opt into the free Sunny Side of the Street and get predictions there. I do tend to do my own thinking. I've called for rising markets when everyone else was looking for a crash, and I've called for corrections when everyone else was buying. And the all new Money Mentor has been released. So please go there and give me some comments about it. Okay, here we go. What are futures? They're also known as derivatives because the value of the futures product is derived from the underlying instrument, whether it be a commodity or a financial instrument. It's a derivative of something else. They're not like stocks in some ways, and they are like stocks in other ways. They go up, they go down. You're trading long and short on futures usually, whereas typically on stocks, you trade long. And they're not like stocks in that you're trading on leverage when you're trading futures. If you own a stock, you own a small piece of a real company and you can hold on to it forever. And hopefully it will just go up and up and up over time. Stocks don't usually drop to zero. So if you just hold on long enough, typically you'll make some money. But if you trade futures, you're buying a contract to take delivery of a commodity at a later date. So that's why it's called a futures contract, because you're buying something 3 months in advance and paying for it now. And yes, you could lose more money than your initial investment. You'll be trading on margin when you're doing futures. With stocks, you can buy stocks just for their value. And if you want to set up a margin account, the stock is borrowable, then you can short them. I typically do not short stocks. I don't worry about whether it's borrowable or not. And I don't want to set up a margin account in my stock account. So on equities, I buy them, hold them, get out. Buy them again, hold them to get out. But you will have a margin account if you trade futures because you're borrowing money from the exchange. Question is, what is shorting? I've said short, you can short them. What is short? Well, long is buying in the hopes it'll go up and you can profit. But shorting is selling something. This is kind of complicated. It used to really confuse me. Selling short is something, selling something you don't own on the promise you'll buy it back later on the hope that the price will go down. So you want it to go down and you borrow it from the exchange or the broker, and then you promise that you will buy it back later. And hopefully when you buy it back later, it has gone down. If it goes up and you buy it back later, you lose money. So here's what long trades look like, right? This is the Dow. And every dip we buy, and that's called going long. Short is just the opposite. We're going to be selling hopefully at the tops and profiting. You know, so if you sell here, you want to take your profits here and get out. Go long, and here we go short again, take our profits down here. And the way I do that, the way I find those turning points and bottoms is my Sunny Vans and my DMAH. So I say, why the quote marks? Because you can't really trade the Dow Jones. It's just an index of 30 stocks and it's not tradable, or at least it wasn't for many, many years. It's just a measuring stick. So to go long and short like that on the Dow, you need a tradable instrument. So there's a futures contract for the Dow and it's called, the symbol is YM. So you can trade that futures contract. So let's put YM on a chart and see what happens. Oops, YM is not a symbol. Nothing happens. So there's a problem. And why is this? So futures contracts expire on a regular interval, generally every 3 months, although there are contracts that expire a lot more often than that, and I'll show you that in a second. So in order to view the symbol on a chart, you've got to know when it expires and use the code for that month and that year. So here's, if you can look this up at the CME.com, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, you can look up the instrument, the symbol, the delivery months. And here, let's see if you see it. Most of them are HMUZ, which is March, June, September, and December. You may want to memorize those. I memorized those about 100 years ago. Here's one that expires more often. You can see other symbols for cattle feeder cattle, FHH, which is a whole bunch of them, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So expires every month and a half, it looks like. I don't trade those. I stick with what I know, and I'll show you why in just a minute. And here's the format for entering symbols. I've got this on my website, so you can see. You go to moneymentor.com and then go to reference or resources. You'll see all this information right there. Money Mentor reference. See reference materials. Oh, and here's on the right of this is a piece of my bookshelf. All right. The reason for this is that futures contracts typically expire on a regular interval, typically every 3 months, sometimes more often. The history behind this is futures used to be only crops and animals. So this came into being back when there were farmers and all the trading was done under the buttonwood tree. And they would say they needed to buy a new plow to run behind their horse. Then they couldn't afford the plow, so they would sell the cow or the corn or wheat or whatever they were producing. They would sell that in advance. So I'm going to sell this to you in July and it's going to come to market in September, but I want the money now for my plow. So I sell a futures contract to you for the money now so I can use it for my own farming. And then you take possession of the crop or animal when it matures. And then whatever price was was bargained on is the price that you get at the, for that futures contract, despite what price is 3 months from now when it expires. So you're betting on whether the price is going to go up or down. So crops came to market every 3 months, typically, and animals were born and matured every 3 months, which is why we got the 3 months expiration. There's the codes. Again, those are on Money Mentor. But for me, it's the HMUZ, March, June, September, and December expiration that I have to remember. Now let's look at YM again. Current expiration month for YM, the Dow, is June because March has passed and the year is 2021. So here's how we construct the symbol. YM, which is for the Dow, M is for June, and 21 is the year. There we go. So now let's look at the chart, and you can see YMM21 actually is something. It's the E-mini Dow futures contract. You can see up here. Okay. And you can see that that again moves just like the Dow does. So what does delivery mean? We're talking about its expiration month or delivery month. In the old days, all the exchanges physically delivered the commodity to your doorstep, and they still do for some contracts. But for others, like the S&P 500 that I trade, they simply cash you out of your position, whether you're in a win or lose position. And I'll tell you how you can keep that from happening in just a minute. But imagine a herd of live cattle showing up on your doorstep. So now we have to talk about rollover and expiration. So expiration or delivery month. You've got to remember these dates because you don't want to take delivery of a bunch of cows. So expiration is always the third Friday of the third month. And that's the expiration month, which I told you, remember this HMUZ, third Friday of the third month. But I never wait for that expiration to change my contracts over. Rollover is the Thursday of the prior week. So it's not the Thursday before the third Friday. It's the Thursday of the week prior. So traders who roll over on this Thursday and begin trading, they call that the front month. So when the HM were in the June contract right now, I don't remember, something like the 20th of the month it will expire and we'll go to the September contract. But the Thursday before that week, we get out and roll into that September contract, and that's called the front month. I have it on repeat forever on my phone with an alarm on it. And I also have an indicator on my charts that pops up and it says rollover and expiration. So you simply close that contract that you're in and you either buy or sell, whichever you were in position, the next one. Or that's if you want to hold on to the position. If you don't want to hold on, you just get rid of it and you get out of the contract and wait. And that's what my phone looks like. So June, let's see, Friday 1, 2, 3, the 18th. So the third Friday is the 18th. That's expiration. So the 10th, which is day after tomorrow, is rollover. Is that clear to everybody? Does anybody want to ask any questions? I see good morning from Herman, but I don't see any more questions. Okay, technical analysis of Stocks and Commodities magazine. In the back of each month's magazine has a great table. I can't read it from this scan right here, but it's the futures liquidity table. And the first thing on the very top of the list, you can see that the stars go all the way out to the right, showing this is the most liquid contract there is, and it is the S&P 500. It's usually the most liquid. The 10-year T-notes, the next most liquid, usually. And the NASDAQ E-mini is all the way down at 7. The YM that we were just talking about is down at 19th. I would never trade the YM, which is the E-mini Dow, because it's too far down on the liquidity table. Don't buy something you can't sell. If you get into something and you try to get rid of it, and now you've got a problem with the spread, you can't get the price you want, you know, it's a problem because it's not as liquid. So I stay with the E-mini, and I've been doing it for about 100 years now. So let's look at the YM and the Dow together, and you can see there they've got pretty much the same turning points. The YM has a little bit higher over on the right. I'm looking at this. It's got a little bit higher on. It's got a little more depth to its bars here than the actual Dow itself does. So that's some betting happening. So what about the most liquid? Let's look at the E-mini and see how it looks. Oops, sorry about that. Go backwards. I thought I had lines in that, but you can see that these are pretty much the same too. See the E-mini on the top and the Dow on the bottom. You can see that these are not exact, but they're very, very close most of the time. So more about futures. When you're trading stocks, you pay the value shown on the quote. So Google yesterday cost $23.81 per share. Microsoft, $247 per share. So unless you have a margin account where you trade on borrowed money, there's no leverage. You pay this price for the share. Futures are leveraged and as opposed to stocks, are traded on margin. And here are yesterday's margin rates from TradeStation. So you see the E-minis right here, $12,100 for the initial margin. So to trade one contract of the E-mini, you have to have $12,100 in your account. And to keep that going during the day, you have to have $11,000. You can't go below that. So let's take a look at what happens if you, let's see if I've got that slide in here. There's the E-mini, 12,000 margin per. Back when I first started trading, I wasn't trading the E-mini, I was trading what they call the big boy, which was just the straight S&P. And that was $50,000 margin back then per contract. And it went up even higher. Margin changes depending on the volatility of the market. So if the market's going crazy, like during the COVID crash, they raised the margin for everybody. So it puts a barrier to entry and a barrier to trading and causing a lot of volatility. So one share is at $4,200 right yesterday. There are 500 stocks in the index. So things really worth $2,100,000. But you don't have to put up $2,100,000. You put up $12,100 and you're controlling over $2 million worth of product. So you're trading at 0.6% of margin. That's all you have to put up to trade that much money. So if you think about it, that's why it's dangerous, because you're putting up a little bit for a whole lot of control. So that's really steep leverage. And we think about, if you buy a house, what do you put down? 10%, 20%, and then the bank loans you the rest. This is much more leverage than that. So we want to know, aren't futures risky? And people think that since futures are leveraged, you can lose all your money. And I don't think you can really lose all your money, or that whole $2 million, since you're highly leveraged, though, you could lose a lot. In fact, you could lose everything in your account and more, because if you don't have enough money in your account to cover a loss, you're going to have a margin call. And yes, you can lose more than in your account, because you can lose whatever that margin call was. So the broker will call you or send you a notice by email that you have a margin call, telling you that your account has gone below the maintenance margin. So that $11,000, and you will have to make it up, I think, within 24 hours. It's been a long time since I had a margin call, but I have had one. And you've got to bring it back to over the margin rate right away. So if you're sitting on a losing trade and you've got a margin call, this could amount to a lot of money. Depends on how far down it goes. So now let's look. How much can I make? The E-mini trades at $12.50 a tick, or $50 per point. So if you're trading $4,200 and it goes to $4,201, and we're presuming we're long, then we'll make $50. So let's look at a real live short trade on a chart. See this orange line I've got right here? I'm just showing you this one particular short, and it's in 4 bars, 4 minutes, and it makes 3.58 points in 4 minutes. So that's $179 profit in 4 minutes if you catch that trade. And you can see here where my DMAH told me to go short, and then going below this sunny band tells me to get out of the trade. The blue and red dots that I've gone on in this chart, often I make them yellow dots, and those are from my PHW indicator, potential hourly wage, which I use nowadays to keep me honest, so I know where the exact turning points are. And that way, if I'm trading where those dots are, then I'm doing well. If I'm not trading where the dots are and trading a bunch of things in between, then I've got a problem with overtrading. So I watch these dots religiously. The other thing is, I have a PHW indicator for radar screen, which is radar screen, if you don't know, TradeStation is like a spreadsheet, and I can sort on the most tradable stocks, because the ones with the highest PHW are the most tradable. And that way I can look for the stocks that are most tradable, and those are the ones that I have in my longer term portfolio. Does the S&P 500 ever go to zero? Well, it hasn't in the 40 years I've been trading. Would it if the world came to an end? Probably, but then you'd have worse problems than worrying about what your S&P account. And the biggest drop I've ever experienced was 1186 points during the COVID crash, and thankfully I was short before that happened. So just remember this, you cannot hold on to a futures trade waiting for it to rebound. You have to give it up. And why can't you hold it forever until it turns around? Because it expires every 3 months. So it'll get taken away from you if you try to hold on to it, because who knows, the rebound could take a year. There are also trading limits, and this is true of the Dow as well as the futures contracts. And there are limits in place to avoid total crashes. So if you look at Investopedia, you'll see that the trading limit is the maximum price range that a security is allowed to fluctuate in one session. So there's something called limit up and limit down. So there's a maximum amount that the exchange lets the market go up. It's not going to go straight up forever. Same with limit down. If it goes beyond the limit for that time period, they'll shut it down for a while. And if you look these up on a CME or on Google, you'll find out what the actual values are. It's some number of points for 15 minutes and then some number of more points for an hour and then close it for the rest of the day, depending on what their limits are, and the limits change. Again, this is hyperlinked. You can see there's limit up, there's limit down, and here are the circuit breakers. So if you get the recording of this, or you email me and tell me you want me to send you a PDF of this, you can click on the hyperlinks. All right. So now that you know it's risky, I'll show you how I trade. And I've been doing this for 40 years, and I even make my strategies and indicators available to you. And if you buy them, I teach you exactly how I trade. And in fact, when you buy them, or even if you get a 7-day trial, I sit with you all like this on Zoom. We link up to your computer. I help you install them, and I show exactly what I do. This is the same thing, as I said earlier, that made me the number one trader. So, and this is the thing I still trade. If you do it right, trading is boring. If it's exciting, that means you're doing the wrong thing, because excitement usually comes from losing trades. So trading should not be exciting. It should be boring. The first thing I put on any chart is my attractors. So let's look. What are attractors? Okay. And there we have, this is my glossary. And you can see on the glossary that there's a list of what attractors means, along with a whole bunch of things. I've got a question from Michael. Are my systems only for futures, or do I have them for stocks and commodities and options? Well, let's answer the last question first. Options are against my religion, because I've only known how to lose money trading options. But everything that I have is good for any symbol, futures, stocks, ETFs, anything, and any time frame. So any symbol, any time frame. So attractors, I coined the term attractors to describe all kinds of support and resistance, including moving averages, where price tends to revert to the mean. And it does that with attractors. It'll come back and hit the attractor, bounce off of it and go further, come back and hit it again. So attractors are, to me, frequently used price areas. And I also use attractors to talk about Fibonacci lines. So the next thing I put on my chart is the Sunny Bands indicator. Click on that and you'll see who we have here. Consulting and programming indicators. And each one of my indicators is shown to you with a chart of what it looks like there. And the Sunny Bands, as I said, was based on my dynamic moving average to the gold and purple lines in the center of the bands. And that, as I said, I designed, it's got some pretty sophisticated math in it, but it avoids whipsaw. And that's the whole purpose of that, is to avoid whipsaw. I call it dynamic because it calculates its own support and its own inputs. Calculates its own inputs based on the speed of the market. So we're talking about derivatives in there. So speed and acceleration are calculated and used in this dynamic moving average. And then the Sunny Bands are placed 1.2 and 2.0 average true ranges away from the dynamic moving average. So the top one's based on whichever is on top, gold or purple, and the bottom bands are based on whether gold and purple is on the bottom. So here's some attractors on a chart. This is the E-mini June contract. You can see the lines that go all the way out to both sides, left and right, are attractors that I've drawn based on prior prices over to the left side of the chart. The purple and different colored lines with the numbers on them, those are Fibonacci lines. And you can see where price bounces here on the Fibonacci line, hesitates there, tries to get here, stops, and goes through it. When it goes through it, it usually goes through it decisively. Here we've got another Fibonacci line, up and down, right up. It's the Fibonacci lines are absolutely amazing. And I'll teach you how to draw those if you don't already know. And then there's the Sunny Bands. Still, I've kept the attractors on, see, and the Fibonacci lines are still on. I keep all that on. And then I trade the Sunny Bands. As I said earlier, hit the top band, we go down, we bounce off this bottom band, back up to the top band, back down to the bottom band. It's just over and over and over hitting these lines. And it's, like I say, boring if you're doing it right. Got a question from Cecil. When you say avoid whipsaw, do you mean the speed by which price action is changing direction? Whipsaw, I mean, if, let's see if I can find whipsaw on this chart here. Well, right in here in the middle, where it goes down and up and down and up, and it's really getting nowhere. This is not the best example of whipsaw. Whipsaw is generally down and up and down and up and only going sideways. So if it makes no forward progress, typically the DMA lines will be flat and it's just be sideways action. And most, well, all moving averages, even Perry Kaufman's adaptive moving average, and all the other adaptive and dynamic moving averages I've seen don't do a good job of avoiding whipsaw. Jeff, yes, I do trade intraday. In fact, I trade 1 minute and 5 minute charts intraday. I think I show you that later on. Let me get to that. So the DMA crossover is my macro clue, but it's not early enough on me. It tells me where the market's generally going, but it doesn't tell me early enough where to enter. So I created Sunny Bands for that, which is faster, and it shows me the extremes where I can go long and short. And then I've got my DMA histogram, which is even more precise. So here's the Sunny Bands chart again with the same attractors, the same Fibonacci lines, and I've added the histogram at the bottom. So you can see down here, for instance, can everybody see my mouse move? I hope so. Gold, 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 gold down here on the histogram moving upward. Slope is up, tells me that gold's on top and the market's moving up. When it starts turning red, it tells me that the DMA lines are getting closer together and changing direction. And you can see, if you look, I can't draw a line up there. But you can see when it turns red, the market is now changing direction. So I watch these lines and I watch them to turn different colors on the bottom. If we're going short, they'll be purple and green. Purple telling me that the purple line's on top, telling me I should be short, and green telling me that we're changing direction. So I watch now the Sunny Bands for the extremes, for the bounces, and then I watch the DMA histogram for the change in direction, tells me when to get in and out. And of course, I only take a short if we're making lower lows. If we're making higher highs, I'm going to disregard this. And if we're making lower lows to go short, of course, I'll go short at that. So let's look at these DMA turns. Look, oh, here's one that shows the purple and green. So we see right here, it says to go short at 4:26, April 26th. And sure enough, we go short, 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 short. But I wouldn't have taken this short at that point as I was not making lower lows until here. So that's where I would have actually taken the short. And we go, and here's a good, here's some whipsaw, normal whipsaw congestion. But you see the DMA doesn't cross over. Most root moving averages would cross over right there, but the DMA does not. Here it tells you to go long and we go up. There it tells you to go short again. It's just amazingly accurate with its calls. And that's all there is to it. I look at the attractors. Oh, I also look at Vantage Point. And if you click on this, it'll take you to their free video and you can watch how to trade Vantage Point. And I do look at the Vantage Point charts every night before I trade the next morning. I also put them on my website. There's a Vantage Point chart there that always shows you tomorrow's prediction from them. They are artificial intelligence software. They've been around for many years and they're like 84% accurate in their predictions. It's kind of amazing. So watch their video and see if you like that. So I study my DMA for the macro look view. I look at the Sunny Bands for the extremes, and then I trade my E-mini on 1 minute and 5 minute charts. I've got, Michael says, Vantage Points is overpriced and too short a view. It only looks at the next 3 days. So it is kind of a short view, but you're only trading tomorrow, whether it's a 5 minute chart or 1 minute chart or daily chart, you're only trading the next bar. So I look at it every day. And as far as overpriced goes, if you can make that much money back trading, it's not overpriced. So I do trade many times a day. With equities, I buy and hold for weeks to months. And with the E-mini, I trade it really fast. So here we go. A 5 minute chart is long term to me, and 1 minute is my trading. So I'm going to put two Sunny Bands with two data streams on one chart. And if you go to my YouTube channel, I'm not going to click on this one because we're running out of time. But if you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see how to put two Sunny Bands and two data streams on one chart. And there's what that is. And it's in here, how to overlay two different time frames on one chart. So here we go, two data streams on one chart. I've got a 5 minute Sunny Bands. See down here at the bottom, I've got the 5 minute chart hidden, and then I've got the 1 minute chart displayed up above, but I've got the Sunny Bands on data two. So it shows me what the 5 minute chart's doing. So I can see when the Sunny Bands from the 1 minute chart hits the extreme of the 5 minute chart, and that gives me much better signals. So here I've got the 5 minute chart hitting, 1 minute chart hitting the 5 minute chart. Likewise, I come down here, 1 minute chart hits the 5 minute Sunny Band again on the extreme. And now you can see it's going sideways, and it's sideways within the 5 minute Sunny Bands as well. So we're going nowhere right there in that last bit of that chart. And in fact, you can see both EMAs, the magenta and gold one and the purple and gold one, are going sideways right on top of each other. So at that date of that chart, which I don't know if I did that a couple days ago, the 1 minute chart was just moving sideways. So you have to be careful during this. And it also works on any other time frame you want. Here's a daily and a weekly on top of each other of the Dow. And you can see the Sunny Bands caught that COVID crash, went within the Sunny Bands right there, got short, went down here and got out of that COVID crash as it passed through those Sunny Bands. And it works on any symbol. Here it is on Google, daily and weekly. And then the last piece of the puzzle, every night I consult my vantage point chart, just get a clue where the market might go tomorrow. And the gray bar on the right shows the vantage point prediction. So that's from last night. So we'll see what today produces in the E-mini. So here are my steps. I look at vantage point. I draw attractors. I put Sunny Bands on the charts. I put the DMA on the charts. And I read the signals, take the trades, and make money. That's it. And I've been doing the same thing for years and years. And as I said, if you're trading correctly, it's boring. Can't be any more disciplined than that. And I did release last week. I released the all new redesigned and reprogrammed Money Mentor. I'm still in the process of adding back lots. There's thousands of pages on the old one, and I'm adding them back systematically so we get some real clarity to the use of the site. It's been active. Actually, it was one of the first websites that was up. I put it up in 1995, and it seriously needed an overhaul. So I've redone it. You'll be amazed how many trading tools and resources are available there. So please check it out. And again, email me so I know what you find and what I can change, what you'd like to see on it. I love to hear comments. All of my products were developed for my own trading. I didn't make them to sell to you. I made them for my own trade, but I do make them available to you, and I will show you exactly how to use them. I don't hold anything back. I don't keep the best secrets of how I make money for myself. And if you click on that, you can go to the order form. You'll see all the products I have available. But today for you only, as they say, if you order before the end of this week, 40% off of all my indicators and strategies. I don't ever offer that kind of percentage off. It's good till the end of this week. Or if you order before the end of the month, you can have 30% off. It even includes consulting and mentoring time. And if you want a free 7-day trial of any of my indicators, send me an email or give me a call. I will need your customer number, email, and phone number. And if you're using multi-charts, I will need your user ID. TradeStation customer number, multi-chart user ID, and I can send you a free trial. And again, I'll spend a lot of time with you on the phone telling you exactly how I use them and helping you install them. Okay, any questions? I've got 1 minute. No such thing as a stupid question. Oh, and what book do you want me to finish next? Please, please vote on that and let me know which book to write and which ones to discard for a while. Here we've got Cecil. Can you use any other platform besides TradeStation? Yes, you can use multi-charts. It works on multi-charts and TradeStation. I don't have it for anything else. That's the only language I speak, I'm afraid. I've been using TradeStation since the 1980s. Thank you very much, David and Anka, for hosting the event. And audience, thank you so much for your attendance. TradeStation object oriented. That wasn't a choice. I don't know object oriented. I'm afraid it's way too hard for me. When I want that done, I hire a program. And here again is my contact information. Don't hesitate to call or write. Thanks so much. Thank you, David and Anka.